بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعنه قال: غاب عمي أنس بن نذر رضي الله عنه عن قتال بدر فقال. Still in this chapter of jihad, the importance, the value and the great virtues of jihad. Hazrat Anas رضي الله تعالى عنه further says that my uncle Anas ibn Nadhr was absent from the battle of Badr, and he felt hurt that he could not take part in the battle of Badr. فقال, so he said, Ya رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم غبت عن أول قتال قاتلت المشركين. O Allah's Rasul, I was absent, I could not be present for the very first battle and fight that you had with the mushrikeen. لَإِنِ اللَّهُ أَشْهَدَنِي قِتَالَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ لَيَرِيَنَّ اللَّهُ مَا أَصْنَعُ. If Allah Ta'ala gives me the opportunity that I could be present in another jihad, in another battle, then I will show Allah Ta'ala what I will do. That is, he was so determined and he wanted to display his great love for Islam and his great sacrifices for Islam. So he said, if Allah gives me one opportunity, Allah will see that how I will fight the mushrikeen. فَلَمَّا كَانَ يَوْمُ أُحَدٍ. Then when the day of the battle of Uhud came, the battle of Badr was in the second year of Hijri, the 17th of Ramadan. And 1 year after that was the battle of Uhud, and now he got his opportunity which he was waiting. In Kashaf al-Muslimun. And during that battle, Muslims came under severe pressure. That is, when Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had ordered a group to guard a certain valley, that they must not move from there. They misunderstood, and when they saw the victory of the Muslim in the initial stages, they left that pass, and they also joined the Muslims in attacking the non-believers. However, Khalid ibn Walid, who was not a Muslim at that time, seeing this open way, he came from the back and he came and he attacked the Muslims from the back, and a victory changed into a defeat, into a disaster at that time. So at that time, Hazrat Anas ibn Nadhr said, فقال اللهم إني أعتذر إليك مما صنع هؤلاء يعني أصحابه. He said, he made dua to Allah. O Allah, I seek forgiveness and I seek pardon of what these have done. That is, these Sahaba who misunderstood that command and thought it was only till the time when we have that victory. But the command was until Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's next word came again. So, O Allah, I seek pardon of you. I seek forgiveness what they had done, what they had erred, and this mistake they had made. وَأَبْرَوْ إِلَيْكَ مِمَّا صَنَعَ هَؤُلَىٰ يَعْنِي الْمُشْرِكِينَ. And O Allah, I also declare that I'm completely free what these have done. That is, the mushriks of Mecca, who the Muslims were fighting, and how much of wrong they are doing and causing injury to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, I declare my innocence from them, and I have nothing from to do with them. ثم تقدم فاستقبله سعد بن معاذ رضي الله تعالى عنه. Then he went into the very thick of the battle, and Hazrat Sa'ad ibn Ma'az رضي الله تعالى عنه, he met him on the way in this very awkward situation and in this very thick of the battle. فقال يا سعد بن معاذ. And then he said to him, O Sa'ad ibn Ma'ad, Al-Jannata wa Rabban Nadhar, Inni ajidu rihaha min duni ahad. He said, O Sa'ad ibn Ma'ad, Jannat, and he took Qasam of Allah Ta'ala, the Rabb of Nadhar, that is my Lord, my Allah. I find the fragrance of Jannat coming from the Mount of Ahad. I find that I see that Allah had opened to him, given him that open yaqeen in his heart that he must become shaheed, and he will find his way to Jannat and to the highest levels of Jannat which Allah will grant to a shaheed. So he says, I see the fragrance of it, I see the place of it is at the Mount of Ahad. فقال سعاد حضرت سعاد رضي الله تعالى عنه later said فما استطعت يا رسول الله ما صنع أو Allah's رسول I never had the capability of doing what حضرت أنس ابن نذر had done. How he went into the thick of the battle, right in the middle of the mushriks, and how he kept on fighting them. Qala Anasun, Hazrat Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the nephew says, فَوَجَدْنَا بِهِ بِضْعًا وَثَمَانِينَ ضَرْبَةً بِالسَّيْفِ. Afterwards, when we found his body, we found that there were more than 80 gashes on his body from the swords that had hit him. 80 wounds he had on his body. أَوْ تَعَنَّةً بِرُمْحٍ. Or they were of the spears that he was, more than 80 places, the spears that had pierced his body. أَوْ رَمْيَةً بِسَحْمٍ. Or the arrows of the people who had shot arrows at him. In other words, the whole mushrik army sort of turned against him. One man, and how, as one man, how he fought them. وَوَجَدْنَاهُ قَدْ قُتِلَ. And we found him that he was made shaheed. وَمَثَّلَ بِهِ الْمُشْرِكُونَ. And the mushriks had torn his body into pieces. فَمَا عَرَفَهُ أَحَدٌ إِلَّا أُخْتَهُ بِبَنَانِيهِ. And nobody could recognize him, only his sister had recognized him, and that also from the joints of his fingers. From that she could make out that this was my brother. In other words, they had mutilated his body so terribly that he could not be recognized also. قَالَ أَنَسٌ. Hadrat Anas, the narrator, the nephew says, كُنَّا نَرَىٰ أَوْ نَظُنُّ. We should think, and this was our impression, أَنَّ هَذِهِ الْآيَ نَزَلَتْ فِيهِ وَفِي أَشْبَاهِهِ. That this ayat of the Quran Sharif was revealed with regard to Hadrat Anas ibn Nadhr or with the other Sahaba who were of his caliber. What was that ayat? مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ رِجَالٌ صَدَقُوا مَا آهَدُ اللَّهَ عَلَيْهِ. Amongst the believers are those men that have to prove true to what they had promised Allah upon, that what they stood for and they declared themselves for jihad. And like Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, if I had an opportunity again, I would show what I can do. And this they really did, and they showed the true metal and the true colors of Iman. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَضَى نَحْبَهُ. From amongst them are those who have passed the level, the stages and the time, and they did what they had to do. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَظِرْ. And there are others who are still waiting for their opportunities. وَمَا بَدَّلُوا تَبْدِيلًا. And they did not change one bit in their intentions. What their intentions were, what was in their heart, the whole enemy also did not make them deter from that. The love of this dunya did not make them deter from that. They were firm. So there are great lessons for us to learn. If not jihad, at least to love like Muslims, to dress like Muslims, to live like Muslims. That should be at least what we can do, and to try and establish deen within our own lives. Our five times namaz, etc. Our regular recitation of Quran Sharif, to see to the proper upbringing of our children, their education, etc. At least so much we can do. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا.